Blog Talk Radio. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many encouraged? Hallelujah. We thank and praise God.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, y'all people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God on this morning. Hallelujah. This is the first Sunday, amen, of 2022. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. As we lift him up, as we praise him on today, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise ye the Lord while he may be found. Amen. Glory to his name. We thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. Praise God for you, you, and you. Welcome, 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 people of God. Amen. To Reign of Glory Revival Ministry this morning. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. And I'm looking forward to the things that God wants to do on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. The song said, you got to encourage yourself. Your help comes from the Lord. Somebody say, all my help comes from the Lord. And I believe everything that he say about me. So that means I'm going to run on for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to run on to the end. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe what he say about me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what matter, people of God. You got to believe what the Lord say about you. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God this morning. Praise you, Lord. We're going to pray, people of God, and we're going to let the Lord have his way. How about that? My God, I give him glory this morning. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to praise him because I'm excited, amen, for what he is getting ready to do in the lives of his people. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. My God, I give you glory. Father God, as I come, God, today, Lord God, with uplifted hands this morning, Father God, open up our hearts and our minds. Glory to God. Glory to God through the word of God this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you touch us right now, God, from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, let your blood prevail, God, against anything that is not of you, God, on this day, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We ask you to take control, God, even now, Father God, over the airways, Father God, in our home, God, wherever we may be at, Lord God, wherever we may be positioned at, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your anointing rest, rule, and abide upon us, in us, and through us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for what you're getting ready to do, how you're getting ready to speak to us. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as I step aside, allow the Holy Spirit to speak through me today, Father God, on this Sunday morning. Yes, Holy Spirit. Have your way, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We ask for a mighty move today, Father God, for your presence being so prevalent, God, on this line today, God, to break through, Father God, bring healing, God, to the body, deliverance, Father God, whatever needed today, Father God, encouragement, word, God, from the very throne room, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we, glory to God, taking the word, Father God, that we will not sin against you, Father God, hallelujah, glory to God, but we will come daily repenting of our sins, oh God, that you can have your way in our lives, Father, and we say thank you, Father, for the movement of the Holy Spirit on this day. Now, God, have your way. Move by your mighty power. These things I pray in your son, Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Amen. People of God, yes, Holy Spirit. As the Lord was talking to me this morning, glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, welcome, welcome, welcome to the next level in life. You're going to the next level in life. Come on, somebody say, I'm getting ready to reign in the next level in life. Whether it be your career, come on, somebody, whether it be your business, whether it be your finances, may it be a place of residence, may it be a anointing or your ministry, whatever it may be, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. The Lord is going to take us to the next level in life. My God, I give him glory. Come on, somebody say, I'm being promoted to the next level. Amen. With that being said, I'm going to go to 2 Kings, amen, the second chapter. I'm going to read verses 1 through 17. So bear with me as I read the word of the Lord. Amen. The word is what's going to keep us. The word is what's going to heal us. The word is what's going to deliver us. The word, our glory to God, is what's going to give us our breakthrough. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, glory to his name. And it came to pass, start at verse number 2. I'll start at verse number 2. Glory to God. I'm sorry, y'all. Verse number 1. And it came to pass, when the Lord was about to take Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel. But Elijah said, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, he said, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, yes, I know. Be silent, he said. Then Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho, the second place. Amen. But he said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, he says, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. Now, the sons of the prophet who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? These are all the word of the Lord coming to Elisha. So he answered, yes, I know. Be silent. Then Elijah said to him, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance, looking on to them. While the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, meaning that the waters begin to open up so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you? Elijah says, please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Be careful what we ask for, right? So he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, come on, it shall not be so. Then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Then Elijah saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elijah crossed over. Almost ready, y'all. Now when the sons of the prophet who were from Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests upon Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Then they said to him, look now, there are 50 strong men with your servant. Please let them go and search for your master, lest perhaps the spirit of the Lord has taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or in some valley. And he said, you shall not send anyone. But when they urged him to, he was ashamed. He said, send them. Therefore, they sent 50 men, and they searched for 3 days, but did not find him. Here, I want to talk to us today. Hallelujah. When I thought about this scripture, praise God, hallelujah, I also thought about a word that God has spoken. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and to loose the armors of kings, to open for him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. And this new year, people of God, yes, Holy Ghost, 2022, the Lord will cause some things to take place in your life. The Lord will cause a moving on to the next level in life. Are you with me, people of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are we together this morning? Hallelujah. We know, praise God, hallelujah, the Lord will cause the doors of breakthroughs to open unto you, and every crooked places shall be made straight. As God lives, the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places shall be given unto us in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me quickly welcome everyone that's on this line, hallelujah, to a year of the next level. All those who put their trust in God, this year shall not, and you shall not be put to shame. I am confident, come on, people of God, that I will see you at the next level. Somebody say, we're going up higher. Glory to God in this season, saith the Lord thy God. Let me share with you the story of a man that friends and enemies has mocked and despised, but because he put his trust in God of Israel. He was taken, amen, to the next level, and all who had mocked him came him when he was promoted. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost. See, when we get promoted in life, praise God. Yes, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to places in life, praise God. Somebody say to yourself, I won't always be in this state. I won't always be under. Come on, somebody. But God is moving me to the next level. I have good news for somebody, glory to God, that's with me this morning. All your enemies will come and bow before you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Because you shall not be mocked in this season. You shall not be ashamed in this season. The God of heaven is preparing for you and for greater and mega if you trust in him. Praise God. Completely trust in him. In the book of 2 Kings and chapter 2, the sons of the prophet was mocking Elijah. But as soon as he was promoted to the next level, come on, Holy Ghost, when the double portion of the anointing of Elijah came upon him, the Bible says they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. See, as long as, praise God, he was found, he said, I'm not going to leave you until you bless me. I'm not going to leave you until you give me a double portion of your anointing. Listen, people of God, hallelujah, glory to God. It is true that no one recognize you or remember you, even in your family, your friends, or whoever, glory to God, any longer. But as you move to the next level of recognition this year, come on, I'm saying this year, people of God, because I know what the Spirit of the living God spoke to me this morning. Before any decision is taken in your family, you shall be consulted. Glory to God, hallelujah, the Messiah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Elijah became a sought after. He became a solution to problems. God is making some of you a solution to somebody else's problem, but you got to listen to the Lord Jesus Christ in this season. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. As we went, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, oh, we together this morning. Hallelujah. Are we listening to the Spirit of God? Are we listening to the Holy Ghost today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. He moves from a position of obscurity into recognition. From a nobody to somebody. Lack became abundance and failure turns to success. As I'm talking to somebody. Somebody got to know today that you're not going to stay where you're at, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God has great things at the next level, but he's going to take us, praise God, to really focus on the things of God. It's going to take us, praise God, to be mindful of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to take us, amen, glory to God. My God, I give you glory. To be a great listener. It's going to take us, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, to stay in prayer. It's going to take us, people of God, to fast and to pray. It's going to take us to be mindful, be sensitive to the Spirit of the living God, and to follow the Lord correctly. The Bible says, amen, praise God. Just go with me for a minute, praise God. Listen, he went from one place, amen, praise God, from following somebody that was anointed by God. And he said to him, praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not going to leave you. Glory to God. I don't care where you go. I'm going to follow you, praise God, hallelujah. But see, the point now, praise God, is people, praise God, we want to be on top first and praise God. Don't want to learn nothing, praise God. Don't want to follow nobody, praise God. But when God has anointed upon somebody, praise God, to be a leader, praise God, that don't mean that you're going to always be a follower. He said, if and when I get taken up, he asked him, well, can I have what Elijah got? But I don't want just what he has. I want a double portion of what he has. See, he wanted to do more in the kingdom of God. He said, where is the God of Elijah? Where is he at? When he took what was in his hand and smacked the water began to open up, praise God. And they seen the power that rests upon him, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. Because he did what God told him to do. He followed, praise God. Yes, hold on about that. He was obedient to the one that God had in front of him, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He listened to what he said. Now, I'm not going to tell you to follow nobody that's not following God, because the Bible says follow man as they follow Christ. If you're not following Christ, praise God, I'm not going to follow you, praise God. Why? Because I want the blessings of God. I want God to pour down his anointing. I want God to bless us of the Lord Messiah. All of us in a place, amen, praise God, that's going to push us forward. Somebody say, welcome to the next level. How you going to follow somebody and they cussing you out day and night, telling you all day and night, doing things and mischief to you? You're not going to, I can't follow that, because that's not of God. God is a loving God, a peaceful God, a God that brings people together. Have we read the Bible, people of God? Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to his name. That means that I'm going to follow who Jesus say to follow. I'm going to follow God, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Because we can't follow everybody in this time, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We got to follow man as they follow Christ. My God, I give it glory. Oh, that was not in my sermon this morning, but thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Genesis 40, 41, 40 to 44, it says, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Listen, the Bible says, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knees. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hands or foot in all the land of Egypt. Somebody said, we're going to the next level. Joseph was promoted to the next level. A prisoner became the prime minister in a foreign land. And even his own brethren came and bowed before him. I want to talk to us today about that next level. See, everyone in the Bible, they had to go through some things first, people of God, in order to get promoted. See, we want to skip past the process and be blessed, but there's a process that we go through in order to get to the next level. Can God trust us with the next level? Can God trust us in our next ministry? Can God trust us with the anointing? Can God trust us in the next place of our new home? Can God trust us in our finances? Can God trust us in our businesses? Can God trust us, come on somebody, in our career? Can God trust us with the children that he has given us. Come on, Holy Ghost. We're going to the next level. My God, I give it glory. Esther was taken to the next level. And a slave girl became the queen. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The Bible says, come on. The Bible says, Esther 2:17, and the king loved Esther above all women. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. No matter your situation, people of God, no matter the condition of this year, we're in 2022. You shall move to the next level. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at David. David was the least among his brethren. But when the time to move him to the next level came, even though he had been forgotten by his family, the Almighty God makes the least to become the first. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, he was in the field. Yes, they forgot about him. Come on, somebody. Glory to God, glory to God. But God remembered him. God moved him to the next level. Yes, Holy Ghost. He was in the field at one time. But all of a sudden, hallelujah, glory to God. When the time was right, he said, go anoint him to be king and ruler over my people. You don't know what God has for you coming forward to God forward. And that's why the enemy fights you so hard, because you don't know what's next. Come on, somebody. You don't know your next level yet, praise God. That's Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We got to understand, praise God, there is some things that we have not seen. But I'm here today, praise God, under the power and the anointing of God, to ask the Lord, glory to God, to keep you on the right track, to keep you aligned with him, that you may receive the next level. Somebody say, welcome to the next level. My God, I give you glory. Now, therefore, behold, the king whom you have chosen and whom ye have desired. And behold, the Lord has set him as king over you. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. There are some things, amen, in life that we cannot see yet. But if we just stay there, stay with God, allow God to promote us in due time, allow God to move us in position, allow God to open doors, allow God to shut doors, allow God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, speak your name in a place where your feet have not been in. Come on, somebody, my God, I give you glory. Sometimes, praise God, our name is being mentioned while we're not even there, because God remembered you. Somebody say, God, remember me in this place. Remember me, praise God. That's Holy Ghost. Look at Mordecai. We talked about Mordecai in the prayer time. When it is time to be promoted. Mordecai, the Bible says the king could not sleep. We talked about this. He ordered that the book of remembrance be brought in unto him. God, come on, somebody said, Hosea, God will open. He will open the book of remembrance concerning you today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Even though the enemy had a plan for destruction of Mordecai. Come on, remember this, because of Mordecai. There was a gallows, the gallows that Haman made for Mordecai. He wanted to hang him. Come on, somebody. Haman was hung on it himself. So whatever the enemy's trying to do to you, praise God, that's Holy Ghost. God will allow it to reverse when he has already promoted you to that place. Amen. Nothing or anyone can stop you. My God, I give you glory. He who dug a pit, the Bible says, shall fall into it. Every grave the enemy has dug for you and your family, even on this day. Come on, Holy Ghost. The enemy shall fall in it. In the name of Jesus, you will make it. Yes, Holy Ghost. You are in your next level of advancement, people of God. Hi, yes, God, I thank you. The next level, moving on to the next level requires what I call, amen, praise God, the deeds, amen, praise God, as God has given me a desire. Glory to God, your next level, praise God, is going to cause a desire, determination, and dedication. Can I say it again? First of all, you have to desire this thing to move to the next level. You got to be determined in this place. And you have to be dedicated in this place. You need to be dedicated in this place. You are going to need to push through some things. You're going to have to push through some tears sometimes. You're going to have to push through some battles that you're going to go through, that you have to fight through. Come on, somebody. Even the Israelite, praise God, when God told them to possess the land, he told them to go in and kill everything, praise God, that was not of him. And then they can possess the land. So they had to go in and fight and get all the idols, everything that was not of God, amen, to possess the land. Are you going to get everything, amen? Are you going to fight through? You're going to go through, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and pull out everything that God don't want into your next place. Sometimes we have to fight through some things. We got to fight through some distractions. Some things come against the process of God. But I want somebody to know, praise God, today, we're going to the next level. Do you remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? All of us we all remember in the book of Daniel. These three Jews have a burning desire to serve only the living God. They determined within themselves that they will not bow down to any gold images, which Nebuchadnezzar had made. Their dedication earned them unprecedented promotion to the next level. Yes, Holy Ghost. We got to go through some things. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. They came up against so much stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But see, they knew that Jesus was in the midst of the fire. Y'all got to talk to me today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. No matter what you're going through, my God, I give you glory. God is already in the midst of the fire. He's already in the midst of, glory to God, whatever you may be up against, glory to God, all you got to do is say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for delivering my soul. Thank you for getting me to the next place. Thank you, Lord God, for the movement of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord God, for divine direction. Thank you, God, for lifting me up over this thing. Thank you, God, lifting my mind up. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we go through stuff and we got to ask God to lift our minds up. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says in Genesis 12, verse 1 through 3, the Bible says we're going to talk about Abram. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out. Get thee out. Move out of thy country, from your kindred, from your family, and from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. He said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, he said. Come on. And I will bless them that bless you. And I will curse them that curseth you. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. People of God, you are connected to that blessing. God commanded Abram, to get out of his country because his name has not changed yet. And his father's house. For his time to move on to the next level has come. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, I hear you. Every time God speak to us to do something or to move, you're going to the next level. I hear the Spirit of God. So here, God commanded Abram to get out of the country, out of his father's house, for the time to move on to the next level has come. However, Abram carries excess baggages with him. When he was departing unto the excess language and luggage was dropped, the promise of God did not come to pass at that time. Why and what is God saying? See, he told him, I want you to get out of that place. Here, let me read on so you can understand what I'm talking about. The Bible says in Genesis 13:14-18, and the Lord said to Abram, after Lot has separated from him. See, when God told him to leave, get away from your family, here he comes with Lot and everybody else. God did not tell him to take his cousin. Only when he separated from what God told him to get rid of was he blessed. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot has separated from him, lift up your eyes now, he said, and look from the place where you are. I want you to look northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, he said, I will give to you and your descendants forever, he said. And I will make you your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendant also could be numbered. Arise, he said to him, walk in the land through its length and width, for I give it to you. The Bible says, then Abram moved his tent and went and dwelt by Terebinth tree, Amen, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, people of God, moving on to the next level requires total obedience. We try to take Cousin Boo Boo with us, sister from down the street, the one that used to party all the time because we don't want to miss the parties. Come on, somebody, have an emotion. We want to take people, glory to God, that probably don't mean us no good. So God told Abram, he said, I need you to move. But only when Lot moved away from him, then God blessed him, and we were connected to the blessing. Somebody know everybody can go to the next level. Everybody can be connected to you in the season. Come on, somebody. How about say, can I get another Messiah? Sometimes God has you to cut the cord that you may be blessed. He asks you to cut some soul ties that you may be blessed. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's going to take us what? Come on, somebody. It's going to take us the desire, the determination, and the dedication, praise God, and the obedience to God. Come on. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The reason why some miracles has not come has to do with us. God is willing to take you to the next level. He said in his word, if you are willing, come on, Holy Ghost, and obedient, come on, my God, I give you glory. You shall eat the good of the land. Despite all the distractions of the sons of the prophet to Elisha in 2 Kings. Come on. Despite of all that, he has a desire and was determined to follow Elisha to the end. His dedication earned him the double portion, and he at last changed from a servant of the prophet to the prophet. Somebody say, I'm going to the next level. There is somebody here today, as you apply the word of God, the desire, the determination, and the dedication. Come on, somebody. And give total obedience to the word of God, the story of your life will change. So as today, as I get ready to close today, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. Are we getting ready to move forward? Come on, somebody say, I'm getting ready to move forward. I'm getting ready for my next level. I'm getting ready. My God, I give you glory. Glory to God. To pull down everything that God do not want. I'm getting ready to break some toes, ties that God told me to break. I'm getting ready to come up to another place in God. I'm getting ready, amen, glory to God, forgetting about those things which are behind me, pressing forward to the things which are before me. I press, come on somebody, say, I press to the higher mark of Christ Jesus. Come on somebody, my God, I give you glory. I'm going to go to a song, people of God. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Let us hear what the Lord has to say to us. My God, somebody say, I'm moving to another level.
Now, I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. I know Jesus, He's a, He will fix it. I'm the one. why I know Jesus.
God, I thank you today. Oh, glory to his name. I'm having a party by myself with Jesus. Amen. I know he gonna fix it. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. He will fix it. Somebody say, I'm in the next level in my life. My God, I give him glory. Somebody shout with me to pray. Glory to his name. I bless God for this morning. Amen. Praise God. He put a joy in my soul and a clap in my head and a dance in my feet. Come on, Jesus will fix it for you. Amen. Praise God. As we get ready to close on this day, amen. Praise God. Hi. Yes, Holy Spirit. As the close of this message, praise God, let me just speak a word of prophecy. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, so come on, it's not me. The Bible says that all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Come on, somebody, to the place from which the river comes. My God, I give it glory. There they return again. See, God knows, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. So I command every evil arrow, every evil arrow to return back to the sender. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, over your life, over my life. My God, I give you glory. Every demonic wall surrounding your destiny shall collapse in the name of Jesus. Every wall coming down, people of God, is coming down. We go into the next place in the Lord. The Bible says, my God, I give you glory. If the clouds are full of rain, that's the Bible, y'all, they empty themselves upon the earth. I command both the cloud and the earth to give up your miracle. Come on, somebody, give it up. Glory to God. Give up your miracle. Glory to God. That has been swallowed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I am blessed. You are blessed, and I will see you in your next level, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we're going to rise up, people of God. The ministry is going to rise up, people of God. The anointing in your life is going to rise up, people of God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Your finance is going to rise up. Come on, somebody. Your business is going to rise up. Your career will rise up. When God takes you and promotes you, that means that things will rise up. God, remember us this day by the blood of Jesus. Remember us today, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray that you all have been blessed through the word of the Lord today. Praise God. We have a great cloud of witnesses. Amen. Praise God. That was before us. And that's why God, that's why God says, read my word. And then you will understand, praise God, what you've been through or what you're going through, they already been through. So they're here to help you. Come on, somebody. And then we got a great cloud of witnesses in heaven, which is our loved ones, beloved. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. That stands around God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That looks upon you. Praise God. There is a great cloud of witnesses. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That's watching your life. Praise God. That's seeing your life. Will I follow them as they follow Christ? Yes, I will. Praise God. Somebody's watching you. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. And even in your secret place, my God, I give you glory. Father, glory. Jesus is watching you. So nothing that you do, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, you can't hide from him. He said, David said, if I go into the pit, he's there with me. If I come back out, he's there with me, praise God. So Jesus all over, amen, praise God. The Spirit of the living God, he knows where you're at right now, and he will take you to the next level. Yes, you might feel, praise God, that nobody is paying you any attention, but when God promotes you, everybody wants to come and bow to you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, or you may not be in that position yet, but truly you will come to that place in life where they come and say, what can I help you with? When you didn't have no help, when you didn't have anything, glory to God, but when the promotion comes, everybody comes out the woodworks, praise God, hallelujah. They will come and say, I knew something about you, praise God, that God was going to bless you through all that trouble, praise God. Just because I'm going through all that trouble don't mean that God ain't blessed me. The trouble, praise God, he trusts me with, when he trusts me with it, that means that he's going to bless me when I come out. Somebody, come on, people of God, my God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. I bless and praise God for this message today, praise God. I pray that you was encouraged, praise God. Don't feel that when you're at right now, you're going to stay. You're going to the next level in God. And I decree it and I declare it because God says, if I decree a thing, it shall be established and a light shall shine up in his way. The light is shining, people of God, and God has remembered you in Jesus' name. My God, I give you glory. If you'd like to be a blessing to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, hallelujah, you may do so. Just know this, praise God. There is a Reign of Glory Revival, glory to God, ministry school that's going to open, praise God. That's the next level, praise God. The school is going to open where I'll be teaching, praise God, and my husband will be assisting me in teaching the people of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. God says, erect the school, praise God, and so that's what I'm going to do. So if you like to be a blessing in God's ministry, glory to God, the kingdom of God, hallelujah, you may sow your seed, pay your tithes, your blessing, whatever God lay upon your heart. Praise God. But it's kingdom work this season, people of God. And the women's ministry will be resurrected in this season. Praise God. Hallelujah. These are things that God wants me to put in place. But I can use your help. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Putting God's kingdom, glory to God, where he wants it at. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, if you need prayer or anything like that or want to contact me, you can contact me at 302-883-9799. 302-883-9799. People of God, don't forget, on Tuesday, amen, Undisputed Truth Ministry, Bishop Thurman Butler will be on at 6. On Thursday, Pastor Ilona Waters will be on. Amen. Praise God. True Vine International Ministry will be on. Praise God. Don't forget to set your clock. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget tomorrow morning, y'all, prayer time with me. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So if you want to join us in prayer, amen. Praise God. Contact me. I'll send you the information that you can connect with us in our prayer time. The prayer time has been a blessing. Hallelujah. Things are changing. God is moving by his Holy Spirit, and he's speaking to his people. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. You know, I didn't do something this year, praise God, and I like to bring, before I pray, I'm going to bring Pastor Matthew McNeil on that he can say, Happy New Year's to you. Amen. Praise God. That God, whatever God lay upon his heart to say, amen. Praise God. And then I will close out in prayer. Amen. Pastor Matthew.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Only thing I really want to say is I just pray that the saints and those who know Jesus and those who don't know Jesus, that we get together and remember what we are called to do. Remember our purpose in Christ Jesus. We are not of this world. We live in the world, but we're not of this world. We all have a purpose. There are people still suffering. There are still people who don't know Christ, and God has called us to go get the lost. I mean, and that's what we have to do. It's about soul saving. This season, we have to just remember three S's. This season is soul saving season. This season is soul saving season. It ain't about how big your church is, you know, how big your pulpit, how nice your suit is, how big your hat is, who can do the best praise dance. It's about coming together and going out into the wilderness and saving God's people. Everyone have a happy New Year's and God bless.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Soul saving season. Amen. Praise God. We thank you. Praise God. Amen. For the man of God on this day. Amen. Glory to God. That is so true. Amen. It is time for us to save souls, and we should be doing that daily. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, we thank God for you, you, and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. We thank God for the blood. Yes, Holy Ghost, for the blood that's covering our homes. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Ghost. I hear the Spirit. Let me just say, I hear the Lord says there is some debts that's being canceled right now in the name of Jesus. I don't know. Somebody pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. So God is speaking to you today that debts are being canceled in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone on this line today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for how you're blessed on today, how you spoke to us today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as the man of God said, this is soul-saving season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to move forward into our next level, God, because you have spoken, Lord God, about ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus as well. Lord, help us to have the desire, Lord God, to serve you, Lord God, to be determined, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and to be dedicated, Father God, in this hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you said in your word, Father God, you spoke, that we are going to the next level in life. So we thank you, Lord God, for those doors that you're open, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the doors that's closing, Father God, that don't mean us no good, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for spiritually arresting us right now, Father God, from all the things that will bring us destruction, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we lose the power of the Holy Ghost on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, have your way in the minds of your people. Move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, for every house that's represented here. Thank you for the movement of the Spirit, God. Thank you, God. We bless you. We praise you. We glorify you, and we lift you up. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Happy, happy New Year. Happy 2022. God bless you all. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday. In the name of Jesus, amen.